Self Mastery Podcast, episode 15. Hey, welcome back. I want to talk to you today about your identity or your ego or your false self, whatever it is that you want to label it as. And this ego, false self, this identity that we think that we have is one of the most fundamental things that is really influencing our day-to-day actions. So if you think that you are maybe a late person, or maybe you think that you are a person who overeats, or maybe you see yourself as someone who is a struggler or not an achiever, something like that, then that means that that's going to become your identity. And that's going to, you're literally going to think that that's who you are. And it's not who you are. It's just a facade or a veil of what you think you are. So it's like when you can overcome that, when you can start thinking differently, things start to change. And sometimes, well, not even sometimes, but this is probably the biggest thing that people struggle with, is their actual identity. And even if they do change, then their deep-seated identity or their deep-seated ego over time could potentially drag them back to where they were, or drag them back into habits or behaviors that they once had. And it's really important, right? Because if you want like long-lasting change, then changing your identity or how you see yourself or what it is that you show up in the world as is really going to have such a massive impact. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people aren't doing. It's like, all right, you go and do all these changes, you go and do all this, coaching and read all these books and that sort of stuff. And it's great. It's absolutely beautiful. But, if you're not changing that identity, then things are going to revert back over time. It could potentially be a very gradual shift, but it has a massive ability to change back. So, how do you change that? Well, what you do is you need to change your identity. So, how you change your identity is like, once upon a time, someone could have been like a smoker, right? They could have been a smoker. And then while they're having the transition from being smoker to non-smoker, there's the identity shift as well. It's like, no, I'm a non-smoker now. Now, someone who is struggling to quit smoking would be struggling to make a decision on who they are. They're either a smoker or they're a non-smoker, or there's someone who is trying to quit smoking. Now, that's a very, very important place, because if you're a non-smoker, then what actions does a non-smoker take? They don't smoke. Now, if you're a smoker, what actions does a smoker take? Well, they smoke. Now, if you are a person who is thinking or trying to quit smoking, then what is a person who is trying to quit smoking doing? Well, they might start and stop. They might go really well, and then they might fall back into old habits. So this is powerful, right? You could do this for weight loss. You could do this for relationships, business, whatever it might be. Make a decision. Make a decision on who you're going to be. If it's business, are you someone who's struggling in business? Or are you someone who is just whatever it is that you're doing in business? Or potentially you could be someone that is trying. If you're someone that is trying, then you're probably going to find that you're doing really well, and then you're not doing so well. Then you're doing really well, and then you're not doing so well. So the whole point of this episode today was to give you the awareness on choosing, deciding, and creating who it is, what it is, and how it is that you want things to be. I think that's a really, really good couple of questions to be asking yourself and be making decisions on.